This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. At the risk of being that guy, I'm going to be that guy. Yes, there is talk now from actual responsible people about when this economy might be able to restart again, however slowly. And the stock market, insert appropriate caveats here, is feeling it. But look, there is real damage being done to the labor market, as we have been telling you, to small businesses by the tens or hundreds of thousands, and to bigger things, too. Global trade, for just one example. The World Trade Organization is out with a report today that says global trade in merchandise, basically stuff being shipped from one country to another, is going to fall this year anywhere from 13 to 32%. The WTO's director general, a guy by the name of Roberto Acevedo, called those numbers ugly, which seems kind. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is on the Global Trade Deterioration Desk today.
Does it even matter if global trade falls by double digits this year? After all, as Columbia economist Sharon O'Halloran points out,
the U.S. is one of the more insulated countries from international trade.
Only about 30% of the domestic economy is directly connected to trade. But O'Halloran says companies that make planes, consumer electronics, and cars have an outsized impact on how much and how fast the U.S. economy can recover.
Our ability to bring in the supplies, reignite assembling in autos and so forth, requires inputs that are built abroad.
And if a major economy like the European Union's can't ship and sell its goods abroad,
it's going to have a hard time buying our goods.
Global supply chains have already been massively disrupted, says economist Mary Lovely at the Peterson Institute. First, factories shut down across Asia. Now they're reopening while Europe and North America are still shut down. So goods aren't moving off shelves and ports aren't moving goods out to sea.
And it's basically gumming up the works. We expect that we're going to see canceling of entire routes. And this is particularly going to hit trade between North America and Asia.
Those disruptions are hitting Driscoll's Berries, a worldwide fruit importer and exporter. Its business has fallen by at least 15%, says President Soren Bjorn.
We rely heavily on air freight, and a lot of times we fly in the bellies of passenger planes. Well, obviously, a lot of those planes are no longer flying. And so now we are left with a few cargo planes, which tend to be very, very expensive.
Bjorn says he's confident that if consumers recover their jobs and incomes, his company's berry sales will eventually rebound as well. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.